Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Now, Elizabeth, thoughts for the class, please, on introducing food into the bedroom. Now, I'm not talking about eating crackers in bed.
Because that's what I do. That's crackers, pizza, pasta, soup sometimes.
Yes, mayhaps. But I'm talking your whipped cream, eating it off of, you know, introducing chocolate drips in a sexy fashion, eating it off one another. Pro again.
Who wouldn't want to combine food and sex? They're too great. Well, yeah, producer Zane's thank you.
I will put my hand up. It's a sticky nightmare. I don't think I've dabbled in it mayhaps ever.
So Whipped cream, yes. Chocolate sauce, yes. That's probably about the extent for me. I mean, there's nothing better than like a bowl of pasta post-sex in bed.
Yes, or your carbs. But don't you just get sticky and uncomfortable?
Not if you lick it off properly.
I feel like you have to be thorough, like you like really do a proper...
So then you put it on the places where you want to be thorough.
I don't know. is this a commonly accepted thing where most people are like, whipped cream in the bedroom? Why
I
not?
Feel
what do you
like
reckon?
Everyone has to have tried it or thought of, like, tried, like, at least the whipped cream thing once. It's probably the only time I've ever fucking bought whipped cream, to be honest with you. Yes. I'll whip my own cream,
I wonder what percentage of whipped cream sales is purely for boudoir. Yes.
Interesting. I feel like we should put this to the group.
So you're saying everyone's got to try it. Don't knock it till you try it.
You're lying
it, right?
If you haven't thought about it, I reckon. Like, it's one of those things where, like, and it was a young me thing. Like, it was, and I'm very young now. Shut up. It was a early 20s, late teens idea for me, where the boyfriend at the time was like, hey, I got some whipped cream. And I'm like, this could be fun. And it was.
My problem, not just in the bedroom, but in any sort of meal preparation, is I always end up with too much. So I vision myself with the whipped cream can and then having this big pile
with
of
a girlfriend
wiping
sundae.
It off. Yeah. And she's lactose intolerant, I think. So you gotta keep these things in the back of your mind. Producer Zane has waved the words ice cubes ?
Hey,
in front of my head.
Yeah, I haven't used those myself, but I have heard good things.
Ditto. Well, maybe I need to head to the refrigerator.
Ice cubes aren't sticky.
No. Cold?
Yes.
Very cold.
Yes.
I just...
You're not excited about the cold?
I'm not thrilled.
No.
I like the warm...
You're like, where?
Yes. Normally the bits that the cold would go to is the warm. I want to keep them warm. not frosty cold. So,
welcome to Ghost of Boyfriend's Past.
Trips to the refrigerator, everybody, before you head to that bedroom. I'm Tom Harris, and across from me is Elizabeth Best.
Hello.
Hello, one. Hello, all. And thank you for joining us. It really does mean a lot to us, the amount of listeners we get dutifully tuning in each week. It is
nice. We appreciate you.
It's very nice. We do have you join us on a main episode today, and we do have a guest to eventually introduce.
Yeah, after we finish rambling on about sex food. All right, so today's guest is someone who has been, unfortunately, we've had to shuffle her around the schedule a bit thanks to COVID, thanks to a ceiling in a studio collapsing,
fire,
thanks to
flood,
people being away,
famine,
thanks to floods. She's been rescheduled more than once, and here today to tell her dating stories we have Stacey.
Yay, Hello, Stacey.
Long-time listener of the podcast. I forced it on her, and now she listens willingly, so...
It's not forced. Good friend.
I did force it on a lot of people, let's be honest. Well, I strongly encouraged and also put posters up in the office.
They may have been on our desks for a while.
Yes. 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 So, Stacey, thank you for making the trek in today to our lovely studio. what type of stories do you have to share with us today?
I am here to share a couple of first date stories.
Fun.
Excellent.
And by fun, I mean I hate first dates and they're not fun at all.
No, these were not fun. These were not fun first dates.
Just the brief of going to sit and have a dinner or a coffee with someone you've never really met before. That's a strange, weird thing to do.
I find it hard enough to get the energy up to put clothes on to see people I do know and want to see, let alone people that I don't know and have to make small talk chit chat with. Even if there's like the possibility of, you know, dating or sex at the end of it, I'm just like, oh my God, it's so much effort though.
And you can get dating fatigue, right?
I had dating burnout. That's why I don't date anymore, because I like got burnt out. I was like, nope, I'm done with this. I've had too many goes. I'm tired.
So first date stories abound on this episode today. It seemed to be our bread and butter here on this show. The good, the bad, and the ugly first dates. We do love them here. So we have our guest, Stacey, and we do have rules.
We do.
New readers will trick along to this podcast and go, what the hell are they doing here? You know, it's just chaos. No, no, no. Within this chaos, there is order. So on Ghosts of Boyfriends Past, we want to listen to someone's story of a romance gone by. We learn, we laugh, we cry. And at
sometimes the end, I vom in the back of my mouth a little.
But at the end, we try and reach a point of what did we learn?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of the brief of the show. To get us there, Stacey, we're going to need aliases for the people you talk about today.
And if you can't remember their names, even better.
Yes.
Couldn't remember their
fantastic.
Names.
That's the best news. And that leads into rule two. So anyone that listens at home figures out who Stacey is, who she's talking about today. No doxing, no sharing of private information.
It's just rude.
We're not here to get the torches and the pitchforks out and hit the streets and
Not about this.
No.
We are going to get the torches out and pitchforks about a few things that are happening in the world at the moment.
Yes.
But not about this.
Yes, absolutely. Your right to protest and hit the street and demand the things where
just
you
want. Just not about Stacey.
Yes, not about any of our lovely guests, okay? They're like frightened deer. We got to coax them into the studio and treat them nicely. And then thirdly, Stacey, no threats. On microphone, please. Mm-hmm. You can walk out this door after you're done and yell to the void, but yep. On microphone, no threats if you don't mind. So that's my admin out of the way.
Perfect. Well done. So now we're into the juicy bits. Mm-hmm. Stacey, where are we starting?
Okay. So both of these people had the same name, so they're both going to have the same
alias.
Yeah. So the first one, Steve.
Steve.
This is like 2012, somewhere there.
Right.
So it's about
baby Stace.
21, something like that. I was doing boxing at the time, and I'd gone to a Christmas party for the boxing group,
mm-hmm.
and I had met this person, Steve, at this party. We hadn't really talked too much, but he ended up tracking me down on Facebook.
First of all, are we happy about this?
Yes,
or are we, that's stalkery and weird?
It was, I didn't find it stalkery and weird.
Would you now if someone did the same thing?
Probably.
Times have changed a little bit.
Is this a case where if the person is attractive, it's fine?
I hate to say it, but
yes. Is this one of those arenas where we're going, oh my God, he's such a freak. He followed me, he found me on Facebook and because you thought he was unattractive.
That line is so blurry.
Yes, but if he's Captain Handsome and a doctor and he finds you on Facebook.
Captain Handsome and a doctor.
suddenly it's fine.
Yeah.
I wonder.
So at the time you were flattered.
Yes, yeah. Well, we had also said we're going to the event on Facebook, so it wasn't like a difficult process
stalk
to find
right.
me. It wasn't like you deep dived into
right.
All my stuff. And it's also all locked down.
Yeah.
So, you know. So messaged me on Facebook and was like, do you want to go out for a classic dinner and a movie?
Nice.
And I was like, sure, that sounds like so much fun. Like, where are we going to go? And so we ended up deciding on South Bank.
Of course. Now, yep. South Bank, for anybody who's not in Brisbane, is kind of like a very touristy, riverwalky restaurants. Like, it's very, very visually pleasing and can be quite romantic.
Yes, Brisbane is a river city, and South Bank is the later addition. It's actually living on the river on that side of the south side of the river.
Yeah. So I'm a very organized person. So we were discussing, you know, what to do, what to see, all that sort of thing. And we decided to see the movie Walter Mitty.
Oh, good movie.
It's a great movie. Mm. I really enjoyed it. I watched it recently again and I was like, still a good movie.
Solid.
So we decided on this movie. I think it started at 6:30 or something like that. So I was like, cool, we'll do dinner beforehand. Let's meet at 5:30. He's like, no, we don't have to meet that early. We can meet at 6. And I was like, No. That's like, not enough time.
That's like, even for someone who's slightly, and by slightly I mean a lot less organized than you, when you're walking into the cinema. That's when you, back then, pre-COVID, you didn't have your seats assigned. This is when you're picking seats. This is when you're lining up to get candy. Mm-hmm. Half an hour is not long. It's not long enough to, like most restaurants, they won't have even served you by then. Anyway,
I agree. Dinner should be, you should luxuriate in the moment. Mm. Give you time to converse.
Because the movie's a bit where you don't talk and it's a date. Anyway, keep going.
Yeah. So I think we ended up getting there a tiny bit earlier, but it wasn't like nearly enough time that I thought. And there's plenty of places in South Bank that you can go. You know, lots of restaurants that have lots of different food too, so you don't have to like be locked into something. No, he was adamant that we were going to his favorite restaurant,
okay,
which happened to be like an Asian Thai type place, so like soup, dumplings and things like that. Now, I'm not terrible at chopsticks, but it's not exactly what I want to do on a first date.
Yeah.
Yes, the chopstick. Mm. You can't show chopsticks fear.
No.
like printers and your signature. You can't show these things fear. You have to go in confident, grab the thing. Yes, exactly. And if you're not, you're not feeling that.
And then I end up doing the gauche thing when everything gets too slippery and just stabbing it, which is a huge manners no-no, I'm told.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So it was also not the closest restaurant to the cinema, and we already didn't have enough time, so that was fun.
There's literally a sushi restaurant right next to that. Right. Like, anyway.
Yes, a very quick sushi restaurant that would have been...
Because it's on a train, so you can just... Anyway.
Yes. So, you know, not off to a great start. So anyway, turn up, go to this restaurant... Unsurprisingly, the food takes forever. while we were waiting, we're having, you know, different chats about things, and I think he spent 90% of the time talking about his ex-girlfriend.
Good. Press the button. Yes. I'm into it. Where is it? Already, I'm out. If you want to spend most of the time or even a decent amount of time talking about your ex on a first date, you ain't ready to be going on a first date, my friend.
Some soul searching required from that young man in that instance. Yes. No. And what's
What was she like?
Yes,
she sounded great. It was like a lot of about their trip to Japan and the fact that he had to ride his bike at the moment because she had taken the car she'd moved out. So he was like trying to find another place. And like, I was like, how recent was this, mate? Like,
did this happen yesterday?
It sounded like it. Like, it was a lot. I was like, God.
I don't understand the thinking of bringing up the annex on a date, because is it purely to show like I've dated girls before, like I look at the women I'm bringing up.
The mentionitis thing. I think it's the thing where, you know, if something's on your mind, you can't stop talking about it,
right.
And so clearly they're trying to. It's the, you know, methinks he does protest too much kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah, so I can't actually remember anything else that we actually talked about because I feel like we literally only talked about her. He decided to order for me, which
I hate.
Yeah, it's a bold move.
Mm-hmm. I don't even let people I like order for
that's
me.
That's right.
No. So I ended up with soup, dumplings and like the trickiest food possible to eat with chopsticks.
Right.
Obviously not pleasant experience. It ended up everywhere, all over.
If you
the table,
are not
like,
initiated on soup dumplings, like I was lucky enough to have my first soup dumpling experience with my Chinese American friend over into a restaurant that was like his, and he told me how to eat them and how you're supposed to do it so that you don't bite into it and it become a big soupy mess.
Yes.
They're difficult.
They're not easy. So I like listening to him talk about his girlfriend, trying to eat this food. We're running out of time for the movie. I was like, this is just so much fun. I'm having a great time right now. So anyway, we like had to rush out, obviously, because, oh my goodness, the movie's starting and the food took forever. And so anyway, off
Who
we go.
Who could have predicted this?
I know. What a surprise. So we got there. This movie had been out for maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks. It was still really new. So walked into the cinema. front row, right at the front. And he complained. He was like, oh, I can't believe we have to sit right down the front. I was like,
how about don't eat food before when you're supposed to be getting your seats in the cinema?
So anyway, sat down the front, the ad start and everything. He's on his phone. He's texting people. I was like, the phone thing's like said to turn off your phone. Like, why are you still on your phone?
Yeah.
He's being that person and he's like whinging about it. Like, oh, I can't believe we have to sit down the front and I can't even see. And I was like, you're the one that wanted to come to this movie and go to dinner like half an hour before it started. Mm-hmm. What did you expect? Mm-hmm. So watch the movie. Great movie. Again, highly recommend it. Made me want to get on a plane and literally leave the country.
Zoom out of there.
I was like, if only I could actually
be spontaneous.
Walter right now. And so that finished. Great. And I was catching a train home because I live out in Cleveland. So, you know, it's like the only option.
Mm-hmm.
So get on the train. Well, we get to the train and it's that awkward like, what are we doing?
Cool. Finger guns at someone before you leave.
I don't really know if I want to see you again, but like you also seem like maybe a cool person, but also
wouldn't
like
know.
This is awkward. So anyway, it was like an awkward hug. Got on the train. Now the train takes me an hour to get home. He texted me the whole way home. I was like, if you had stopped talking about your girlfriend at dinner, you could have asked me all these questions. But instead you decided to text me for an hour all the way home. I was like, I've just spent
like
hours
having the
with
conversation
you.
That you should have had at dinner.
Yep.
Jesus.
So that all ended, first date.
This is why I think movies are a terrible first date option. Mm-hmm. Absolutely terrible, because you learn nothing about the person. And yeah, you might see a really good movie, but you're also sitting next to a stranger.
Yep.
And the whole point of a first date is to decide whether you want to see this person again. You got no idea.
Mm-mm. Mm. No.
The movie can be a great option for a date, but go maybe not always for a first date.
No,
first
date like can be third date ish because then you're kind of comfortable to maybe hold hands with someone and have that frisson of ooh, that's exciting.
If you are going to do dinner in the movie first.
Yeah.
Gives you something to talk about at dinner.
Yes.
Then you don't then you don't have to sit there for an hour talking about his ex. He can actually go talk about things in the movie.
Yeah. Mm. It's much smarter.
And so what happened? Did you never see him again?
So he was texting me afterwards. I was actually looking to buy my car at that time. So I was out shopping for my new car.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking between like Toyota and Hyundai, and he tried to tell me what to buy.
Oh, don't mansplain a car. No.
My dad's mechanic. I don't need your help. So I just was like, well, I'm buying a Toyota. So that's nice, but I don't really care. And then he never texted me.
Oh, that was the last straw for him.
Can't believe Toyota. She bought the Toyota. I'm out. When he's texting you on that train ride, do you feel obliged to the room? This is to the universe, not specifically to you, Stacey. Do you feel obliged to reply to every message that he's sending, or can you put the phone down and go, no, I'm going to answer that in the morning? You know, when is it? Because we're socially sort of obliged to engage when someone sends you a message, send one back, but then they send one and so you have to reply. Like, where's the line, people?
I used to be the yes reply. Now I'm the no reply, you fit in with my life schedule. Mm. And every now and then I'll apologize to someone that it took me a couple of hours to get back to them and they're like, oh my God, like I was living my life. And I think that's a good thing.
Mm.
I think that is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I think I agree. I think at the time, because he knew I was on a train for an hour, it felt like I had to.
You were literally a captive audience.
I'm just doing a wash. Yeah, you can't. Yeah. You can't. No excuses.
Yeah, exactly. And I had bought a book that day. So I had a book that I wanted to read on the train home.
No.
God,
and it's just like, ruined everything.
Just not my cup of tea. So it's just like a lot of telling and I was not about that.
Yes, poor form and all aspects.
He just bossed you around on that day. Like, we'll meet when I want, where I want, we'll eat what I want, and when you leave, you'll buy the car I want.
Yes, yeah. And I love my car, so it was the right decision.
Yeah. Plus, your dad's a mechanic.
Yes. Exactly.
You know, like if anybody knows about cars, it's the people that repair them and know them inside and out.
Mm. It was there's actually a funny story connected to that, but the guy trying to sell us the car kept talking to my dad, not to me. Mm. And he's like, I'm not buying the car. Talk to her. She knows what she wants.
Yes.
Good man.
A-plus dad.
Good man.
He was like, I don't know. She's the one buying it. Don't talk to me.
Yep.
And a follow-up question, this Steve chap, Did you have to see him again at the gym? At the did you run into him in gyms later?
No.
Later on? No,
he switched boxing gyms. So he
good. At least you didn't have to have the awkwardness. So he should switch gyms after that embarrassing performance.
Yes, poor display.
I've never actually seen him at the boxing gym. It was only
he was
at
just
the
at the party.
Yeah,
he never turns up to do arm day or like anything.
No,
he just
not.
Party time.
Mm.
All right. Steve number two. Are we calling him Steven?
He's Steven.
Okay.
Because he went by a more formal name.
Oh.
So this isn't as long ago. This was probably 2020 COVID.
Oh, COVID day.
Yeah, 2020, 2021. I don't know. It was fairly recent.
Mm.
I met him on Hinge.
Now, what's Hinge's
I've
selling point?
I've never been
what
on Hinge.
Hinge? What,
I don't know.
Does Hinge have a thing? Because there's one that the lady messages first.
That's Bumble.
That's Bumble. So does Hinge have any quirks like that, or is it just another?
Or is it known for it's something?
It's got prompts. I guess like a lot of the other ones are getting prompts now, but they like have question prompts. So you have to like answer questions as part of your profile.
Okay, so you can read someone's profile and know their opinions on a bunch of things rather than them just trying to survive on their photos.
Yeah, it's not like a bio. So like you don't really have a bio section. You have like three or four photos and then your like general information that you can add in. So, you know, if you want kids or you don't want kids or you have kids or, you know, you're married. No.
It happens.
Yeah. And then there's like three questions that you can choose your questions for. Mm-hmm. So there's like a list of, I don't know, 20 plus questions that you can pick from. And then you answer those three questions on your profile. So it gives you something to kind of talk about if they've answered them properly, but a lot of people answer them poorly. Mm. Like I don't know how many times I've read their most controversial opinion is that pineapple should be on pizza. It's not controversial. And you're
it's
not
accurate.
Unique.
It should. It should be on pizza. It's delicious.
Yes.
My Italian friend Emma's just sitting at home waiting to backslap me across the face for that.
There's a reason why Hawaiian pizza has been so popular for this long. Clearly there's a vast majority of people that
if
eat
children
it.
Children like it. Everyone likes it. Yep. Okay.
Yep. I feel like it's pineapple on pizza is like a Nickelback thing. Everyone's just got on board with it, but everyone's kind of secretly still listening to Nickelback.
Yeah,
someone's got to be listening to Nickelback. Put your hands up. A little bit of self ownership, please.
Yeah, yeah.
So Hinge, is you swipe a left or a right? You find a how do you
yeah?
Keep,
so you can like photos or you can like prompts, and so if you okay. gotcha. And then you can reply. So you can just like it and send them like a I've liked your profile, or you can actually respond in your like. So if they like said I love pineapple and pizza, you'd be like I love pineapple and pizza too
because I'm a human,
you anyway. know. So you can actually respond to it to like try and start the conversation rather than it just being like oh I like your photo and you're like cool
finger guns again.
Yeah,
so that's the only way I know how to respond to these kinds of things.
Online dating. So yeah, so this was like 2020. Matched with him, seemed like an interesting enough person, so we decided to go and just get a coffee. So we went to Springfield Lakes area out there, because it's kind of halfway between where he was and where I am. And he had been to this place before, so he worked in the area and he was like yeah, let's go and get coffee here. I was like cool, no worries. Like middle of summer, right? It's like January, February, like
that's
really
frappe
really
territory
hot.
In Brisbane coffee's mm-hmm. too hot.
Really hot. So I turn up at this cafe. This cafe is outdoors. It does not have fans. There's no aircon. And they're plastic chairs.
Sweaty. That's the first word that comes to mind. Yeah. Sweaty.
So I got there early because that's who I am. And I had ordered my stuff already and I just said, look, can you make it when he turns up? So I was waiting, just chilling out. He rocks up. He's wearing jeans, a t-shirt, another t-shirt over the top of them, and Converse with socks. And I was like, it
oh
is
gosh.
The middle of summer. I'm wearing literally slides, shorts,
so
and
I don't
a
know.
Singlet top.
Like, I don't know what it is for our US listeners, but middle of summer here, we're talking like 37 degrees Celsius, 36, 37. It's hot and like humidity dew point right into swamp territory.
Yeah. So why he was wearing so many clothes in summer. I have no idea.
No. But maybe he just doesn't like having his legs exposed. I know some people just don't like their legs.
Yes, the chicken legged amongst us do find that living in a subtropical city and having to spend three quarters of the year in shorts can be a bit... can be a bit tough.
But the two shirts is the bit I don't get, right? So, like, I can justify socks because sometimes your shoes rub in the wrong places.
Yeah.
I can justify pants because sometimes you don't like your legs. But the two shirts, the layering of the top, like, that's where I'd want to be getting my airflow if I had to cover up the rest.
Who knows, Elizabeth? It's a question that will be lost to the... Unless good Stephen writes in and tells us, that may be just lost to the...
No.
To the
just
history.
Inexplicable.
It would have been fine if he hadn't complained about the fact he was hot. But I was like, yep, don't complain about it if you want to wear that
many
clothes.
Did he rock up on time? That's what I want to know.
I think he was close to on time. I'm always early, so everyone is always late
by Stacey Clark. Yeah, meanwhile, can I point out that when I showed up to the podcast today, Stacey was already sitting there in the car park, like ready and waiting to go.
Big nerd.
You know, if you're on time, you're late. Yeah. So. But yeah, so we sat down and he had ordered whatever he was having. I think he got a milkshake, which, you know, milkshakes are delicious. Yeah. No judgment there. So it was like, how was your day? I was like, oh yeah, this was good. And it was literally, it was around the time that we were doing, at my workplace, we have this big orientation event that we do for some of our students where we get them basically on board for this program. So it had been a crazy day, like 80 plus students that were getting onboarded. And he had asked me how my day was, how my week had been. And so I was telling him about, you know, we had this event and the student was like, you know, literally wore headphones the whole time. Like, was he even paying attention? Like, I was telling him about, you know, the different people and like how the event was going. He's like, okay, cool. He's like, so like, are you done? Or do you want to like add anything?
Oh, right. Just a pausey there.
Are you done?
You done?
Yeah.
Are you done? Yes. See ya.
Yeah. And I'm out.
And I wish I had been. I'm too polite. So yeah, he was like, are you done? Is there anything else you want to add?
Job interview. The look on producer Zane's face right now is the most what the fucky that I've seen his face do in a while.
This man has to realize that if you know, eventually you start dating someone and then you're in a relationship and you want to get married, mayhaps. You're going to eventually ask them about their day and they're going to tell you. And, you know, that's going to happen quite
a
bit.
He asked the question. It's not even that she was just sitting there rattling off a bunch of shit.
And so,
are you done? Is there anything else you want to add? Go fuck yourself. That's what I'd like to add.
Wow. Yeah. So I was like, no, I guess I'm done. That's fine. And then it was like he had a pre-prepared list of things he wanted to talk about.
This is a job interview.
Yeah. Yes. Like, what's your favorite movie? What do you like to watch? do you like documentaries?
He's just
what
bought the Hinge
read?
Profile to life. Like, he's just maybe he is some kind of AI personification of Hinge testing out their new bloody iOS.
Yeah. And every single answer I had was exactly opposite to what he liked.
No. So I'm just sitting there with his little employability checklist. Cross.
Yeah. He was like, what are you interested in? What sort of things are you interested in? And I was like, oh, I really enjoy history. It's something I really love learning about. He's like, oh, what sort of history? I was like, you know, like the Tudor period with like Henry VIII. Who's Henry VIII?
Get
like,
out.
How do you not know?
Who's Henry VIII?
Who Henry VIII is? Out of all history.
Yeah, he's the one that people know.
Yeah. Like he had six wives. He killed two of them. Like it's a pretty big deal. And he's like, oh, interesting. And I was like, is it? Because I don't feel like you really
care. Give me some help here.
So we're talking about travel and, you know, I love traveling. I've been to quite a few places and I was like, have you been anywhere? And he's like, oh yeah, I've been to Berlin. And I was like, oh, okay. What did you go to Berlin for? Because Berlin is like, oh my gosh, so much history.
It's
I was like,
great
oh,
town. Great
so much to
town.
Talk to you about. No, he went for a Pokemon Go tournament.
Yes.
Hey, sorry, no, fantastic. I didn't mean to scoff. I don't want to yuck people's yum. Fantastic. If you Pokemon Go, that's fine. But is this really something you're going to go across the world for?
Yeah.
Pokemon Go players, write in and hate me.
But I asked him if he had done anything else because, you know, I was like, okay, well,
why would you go to Berlin just to be on your fucking phone?
Berlin's a great town for history and music and culture, art. So it's much. Great. Yeah. Great town.
I feel like you have to Pokemon Go alongside life, not make that. Anyway, sorry.
So he went into this tournament. Hate mail. I think it was like a few days. Like it was like a full-on thing. And I was like, did you see anything else? He's like, oh, not really. And I was like, you traveled all the way to Berlin and you walked around a park for 3 days.
Jesus Christ.
I was like, oh, no, I can't.
No,
I can't.
I'm out.
There's a big wall. There's a bit of a wall to see. There's the Brandenburg tour. Yeah,
So many things to see. And so it was just every single thing. Everything was opposite. Everything was completely like off, not even close. Like he liked, we were talking about games because I was like, okay, well, you're wearing like a gaming shirt. Mm. So I was like, okay, let's talk about games. And I was like, what sort of games do you play? And he was like, oh, I can't even remember now. It's like Fortnite and things like that. And I was like, oh, I play Tomb Raider. And he's like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. And he's like, got involved in that. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not that involved. I was like,
I've played it before and it was enjoyable.
I was trying to find a point that, you know, we had something in common, but okay, we don't have that in common.
No.
I was like, okay. So we had asked me about my weekend plans, what I was doing.
Are you done yet though? Like, are you finished?
Oh, I'm so done. I was like, how do I get out of this? And I was like, oh, you know, whatever I had on. And I was like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, well, my friends were thinking about going to this all you could eat pizza place. But you know, it's really hot and it means like having to leave the house where there's air conditioning. And I was like, to get into your air-conditioned car to drive to a place that has air conditioning. But no, okay, so we won't leave the house because it's too hot because you have to leave your air conditioning. But you're wearing like 27 layers of clothing right now in a cafe that has no fans.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I was like, okay, well, I like hiking and things like that. And he's like, no, it's too hot for hiking. I was like,
well, yeah, when you wear jeans and 57 t-shirts.
Yep. So it was, there was just nothing. There was nothing.
Oh, no compatibility.
It just must have been exhausting hitting your head against that brick wall. For how long were you on this date?
Oh, I say, gosh, quote marks, it was for over an hour.
Fuck me. That is exhausting. Yep. This is why I don't, why do I want to leave my house to bang my head against a brick wall? Why?
It's kind of curious about is zero compatibility face to face. What got you to on Hinge? There's prompts. Something must have got you to get in person. Was it just he was attractive and away you go? Was it was it a physical thing or was there something kind of get you guys together, right?
I can't actually remember now.
That's fine. It's
been a little while. I'm trying to find
It's just curious to end up on a first date with someone and then there's no compatibility like seemingly between you. So not it's a strange
We've
strange
got receipts,
occurrence.
Tom. Yeah. We've got receipts.
Well, this is post receipts, but I was seeing if there were any pre receipts. But I think it was just more, I don't like to have too much of a conversation before you meet somebody because then if you've asked them all the questions, you're like, what do I ask you when I actually meet you?
Agreed.
So it was kind of like you didn't seem too weird, you know, like
seemed
like
we would have. This is the bar for dating. You didn't seem like you would murder me.
Yeah.
A plus.
Yeah. And like the conversation kept going. Like, you know, it was an actual conversation. It wasn't like a conversation that went immediately dirty or a conversation that was like,
you won't kill me and you won't send me a dick pic straight up.
So on Hinge, he stepped over the shatteringly low bar and cleared it. And then he got first to the date and nothing.
Yeah.
So any more weirdness on the date? Or
what's
does the
these messages about?
This is all post.
Right.
Post.
So your date wraps up. You're done. Yes. Done.
Yep. So we walked to the car and unfortunately we're parked next to each other. And he goes, oh, can I have a hug? And I was like, no.
That's fair. I was
like, even reliving that moment, Stacey's body just like curled in on itself, recounting
like,
that.
No. No, I was like, no, it's really hot. I'm really sweaty. I'd really rather not.
You have too many t-shirts on to make this comfortable.
So many t-shirts. So it was like a hard no. And I was like, have a great day. Bye. So not ideal, but he did message me later asking like, you know, it was nice to like catch up and like, you know, it'd be great to see you again. Like, you know.
Did he read that? So wrong.
I know. He said, he's like, oh, you know, like it was really fun. Like, I was like, yeah, it was really interesting to meet you. And like, you know, it was, you know, had
it is a thing. It was a thing that happened. Yes.
It was like a very polite, you know. So I was like, cool. I think I managed to like settle that down. And he sends me this message, and he's like, yeah, it was nice, but I guess I'm trying to gauge a bit more than that. Like, do you think it went well enough for us to meet again?
Oh my god!
It's like, is this a post survey?
Yeah,
cross.
How satisfied were you with your first date?
Yeah,
you want to ask him. Do you genuinely think this went well, like exactly. well enough on both of our ends? It's not just reliant on me to say no, it didn't, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Surely you can sort of self reflect and look back on the day and go, actually, we didn't have one moment like, yes, I love this. This is great.
Exactly.
We've got this in common.
Yep.
Love it.
Yeah. Like literally nothing. Like I like dogs, he likes cats. Like literally nothing. it was nothing. But yeah, it was like, you know, it's like, I hope that's not too blunt because I'm not really good at these things. And I was like, yeah, I can tell. I'm sorry. But I was probably not clear enough, but for most people it'd be clear enough.
This just screams non-neurotypical to me. Yeah, like, maybe, but I also, maybe. I don't want to excuse terrible behavior if it's actually just terrible behavior.
Right.
So I did the classic, you know, like, I don't really feel much of an emotional connection. You seem like a really great person, but you know, it's you know, if we were to hang out, it'd be as friends, you know?
Mm.
And he's like, I guess I felt the same way. Thanks for your honest response. I really appreciate it. I was like, cool. Excellent.
Can you rate how this conversation went?
I know. So it's like, awesome, perfect, always better to be honest. Have a great life.
But?
He messaged me again.
Okay.
And he's like, since we're being honest, what if we were to hang out as friends? I normally find that's just a nice way of saying you're not interested.
She's already said she's not. Oh.
Yep. I was away, so I was like, I'm literally on a trip right now. I'm with my friends. Like I was in Bundaberg with Hayley.
Right.
So I was like, I can't. I don't have capacity to explain this to you. So I just didn't respond. I was like, I'm sorry.
Maybe if you're going to misinterpret what I say, if I say nothing at all, that's a real hard.
Yep. 5 days later, he sends me another message. That says, I wasn't having a go, by the way. I can always do with some more friends. If you were just trying to be nice, though, that's fine.
Oh, man. So he's just spent that couple of days agonizing.
Yep, which I felt bad about.
Over that.
But if you're... Okay, so yep. You would rather take this as innocent as you like and well-meaning and well-intended. If you just want to try and forge a friendship with someone that you have you'd rather do that. You'd rather try with nothing in common, no middle ground. You'd rather try and do that than go, well, that's one I tried. Didn't work. I'll put my efforts forward and try. That's the better way to go, surely. You know, you want to form a friendship and have the next 30 years have nothing in common about it and nothing to talk about whenever you get together.
Yeah.
Strange behavior.
A very odd date.
Mm.
And did you reply to that or did you just leave that?
I may have just left it. I can't see any response from that because I just, I honestly had no idea what to say.
No.
I was like, I've already told you.
I don't agree with ghosting, right? But when you've given someone a message in a couple of different ways and they haven't taken the message, I just don't think that there's much use expending energy on that anymore.
No. I think I actually ended up just... releasing the relationship.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. You know, like
this does not spark joy.
Yeah, unmatching or whatever it's called. Because I don't know how long this is going to go for. I don't know what to do with this. Like it was a very strange time. We had literally nothing in common. I had explained it, and he had not got it. And then messaged 5 days later to follow up. And I was like, this is not an email. We do not need to follow up.
No.
So yeah, that's the tale of two Steves.
Yes. Indeed.
We should probably call it that, being that I've had the tale of two Garys was fine. There you go.
That's where it came from.
So what have you learnt from your various first dates? And it doesn't just have to be these two. Mm-hmm. Just first dates in general, what have you learnt?
Probably be more direct.
Yep.
I'm a lot I don't let people decide what's happening anymore. I'm pretty much like, no, we're not doing that.
Yeah, I can't. Here's me sitting here having worked with you for a number of years now going, Stacey, let someone order for her.
Fuck. With young Stacey, did not know better. No, I think it's just a case of if you know it doesn't feel right, just be very direct and honest and sometimes blunt.
Yeah.
And yeah, if it's not how you want it to go, then say something. Like, this is not what I want to be doing. This is not how I want this date to go. This is not where I want to go. Then just be like, oh, that sounds like a great idea, but I'd rather not do that. Mm. Let's do this instead.
Yeah, you're not responsible for how they feel at the end. If they want to take you saying, I'm sorry, but there's nothing really, nothing between us. Let them go. This is why I don't bother with you. And let them have the tantrum, all right? Yeah.
I don't think you need to be an asshole about it, but my main lesson is value your time.
Mm.
So if you're on a date with somebody and they say something to you like, are you done? Do you have anything more to add?
Yeah. Yes.
I'd say no and get up and leave.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like, if you're not having a good time at something, you don't owe it to the other person to find some common ground. If someone is giving you the ick and you're feeling uncomfortable on a first date, you can just say, thanks so much for your time, but I don't feel like this is working. You don't need to be rude and flip a table. You don't need to be overly polite and sit there for an hour and a half. If you're not vibing it, just politely communicate, because as we say on this show, fucking communicate. Communicate that to the person and reclaim your time.
Effective communication is such a time saver.
Yes,
it saves your time. It's just so much time. You bring up the issue or the problem or whatever it is now that gets brought on board, and you're not having to worry about it and angst over it for weeks,
months,
years.
And it's so tough because society has conditioned us to, well, women specifically, but I'm sure a lot of men as well, but has conditioned us to be polite and to always, you know, just take the time to listen to people. And yeah, that's fine in some circumstances, but we have conditioned to feel uncomfortable to talk about when something's making us uncomfortable. And I don't think that needs to be the case.
No, not at all.
Producer Zane is pulling down his microphone.
I just want to jump in here. And I think that is definitely, women are socialized to be on that receiving end of being told what to do. But also, some of the guys are brought up to believe that they have to be in the position of telling women what to do, and they're not comfortable with that either. So I think there's maybe a little bit of friction.
Throw off your gender roles, everybody.
If you actually just say what you mean.
Do what you say. Say what you mean. Perfect point, producer Zane.
Thank you, Zane.
Absolutely. Communicate how you feel. It's a revolutionary concept, and it might feel awkward to say the thing up front because we're so conditioned to fulfill whatever role society says. But if you say what you mean, then honestly, it's a time saver. It's a win-win. There's no angsting. There's no wasting your time. Absolutely. It's perfect. Reclaim your time.
Absolutely. Two little lessons learned from me today. Number one, be it a date or no date, put your phone away in the movie theater, please.
Yes, always.
All right.
Any theater.
That's just a common courtesy thing. Also, but if you are on a date, if you're staying on the date, that means it's not bad enough for you to leave, to just go be like, fuck this, I'm out. So you're staying on the date, give your date respect and attention. So put the phone away is point number one. Second one, put effort into dating profiles.
Yes, please.
None of this to try and make me laugh or just like basic.
You're not trying to make a dating profile is not about making someone else jump through hoops. It's about putting who you are on a page so that they can make an informed decision about whether they want to date you and vice versa. It's not up to you to sit there and dictate what you want. It's about putting yourself out there.
Like in any pursuit, where others will see effort and endeavor, and they'll be attracted to that. People like to see people helping themselves. People like to see work. And so put effort into dating profiles, everybody.
And if you're not sure, ask your mates. Just be like, does this reflect who I am as a person? Do these photos look like what I look like in real life? I find you can't go wrong when you vet it with the people who know you best, because they're going to be able to tell you whether it's an accurate representation. And if you do come across a dating profile where someone is saying, I want someone to be this, that, and the other, run a fucking mile, because you know that they think that they deserve what's on that profile rather than actually finding out who you are as a person. They're going to interview you a la Stacey. Mm. They are going to sit there with their little checkbox and ask if you're done yet and then give you a survey about their service at the end. No, thank you. Pass.
Yes, that's right. Mm. Well, we thank Stacey for coming in and being brave on this here show. It's not the easiest thing for a guest to come in. So
sometimes it is. So sometimes it's really fun.
We'll pause. We'll pause for a pause for applause for Stacey.
We're going to pause. Everyone, we're actually going to pause. Everyone at home. It's just a mental thing that we're talking
everyone's
about.
Everyone's clapping.
At okay, home. Everyone. Yep. Yeah. Can you hear it?
Echoing through the hills. Oh, we made it through another episode of Ghosts of Boyfriends Past.
That was a good one. That was very entertaining.
Yeah, you like that.
I had a lot of fun. It's kind of nice to talk about, like, this is the thing I tell people, no matter how bad the date is, it's always a good story. So if you're sitting there on a horrible date, and I want you to all think about this at home, if you go on a terrible date and you're sitting there and you're going, oh my God, this is the biggest garbage of my life, what a waste of time, it's not, because then you can contact your friends, Liz and Tom, and you can tell us all about said date, whether you want to write in to any of our social medias or ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com and tell us about it, or you can even apply to be on our show like Stacey if you go to thatsnotcanon.com/ghostsofboyfriendspast, and you can tell all your friends about it and have a whole group of people listening to your story being like, yes, legend, that date was absolute bullshit, and you feel vindicated. It's fantastic. It's a win-win.
A win-win. Otherwise, if you hear any advice given or you have a question for the show, for our mini-sodes, send them in to ghostsofboyfriendspast@gmail.com. We are always accept better help, better information to pass on to our readers. If you ever hear us say, give a response to something and go, I think I can answer that better, please let us know.
Please. Otherwise, we love being told that we're not always right because it means that somebody else is more right, and that's always a good thing for
our
listeners.
That's right. Otherwise, we would love you to rate and share. Just share the show.
Tell someone at work about it. Be like, hey, I'm listening to this podcast and it makes me laugh and sometimes cry and you should listen to it. Great idea. In the meantime, I would just like to say thank you, Stacey, for coming on. Thank you, Tom, for being co-host. Thank you, Zane, for being producer and coming on mic. And don't fucking quiz people on first dates. It's just not a good time for anybody.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The ancient and esoteric order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.